coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. Oh, what rejoicing there will be when the snake shall sigh. Headed for the Jubilee, yonder in the sky. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting. On that happy morning we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. It seems that now I can't more see all the singing dead. Rising for that Jubilee that is just ahead. In a twinkling of an eye, change with me to be. All the living saints to cry to that Jubilee. Oh, what singing! That going to be? Amen. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here tonight?
Amen.
I can tell.
Amen.
That's good. Did you bring him with you?
Amen.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? No matter where we go, he's just right there with us. He just goes with us. He talks with us. He fellowships with us. He encourages us when we get down. He picks us up. He carries us when we're low. He heals us. He raises the dead. He heals the sick. Oh, what glory.
Amen.
Amen. Did you enjoy the presence of the Lord last night?
Amen.
Oh, that was just so precious, the Lord, last night. Just wonderful. And I'm looking forward to what He's going to do. And I think we need to spend more weekends like this. Do you like doing them on the Saturdays and Sundays? I think it's just really nice when we more consecrate the time for it and coming in that, you know, I like having the services on Wednesday nights and midweeks, but when we come in like this and have it on like a special Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you just stay in the message. You stay in the Word. And I really enjoy that. And all the world, they're out doing their thing over there. They're worshiping their God. I didn't have this written down to tell you, but I got to tell you this one. That the other day, it was last week, I think it was, Sister Valerie, she came home. She came from the store. And she said, man, I was in the store. And she said, and these people in there, man, are talking back and forth. Oh, UNLV and IU and LK, U of K, and Yahweh, they did this and they changed this. And she says, man, they're just going on and on and on and on. She goes, isn't that ball game thing going on around here they do? And I said, yeah. I said, it's the Sweet 16. I said, they're getting ready for the basketball tournament. I said, it's coming on. And so she said, yeah. She goes, they're just going crazy talking about it, you know, and who that they are and who's going to be in this. And he comes from here and he's drafted from here and he's doing this, you know. And so they're worshiping their God. They're all into it. It's just great. So I went to work the next day and I'm sitting in the other room and I'm signing my letters and praying over them and stuff. And something come on my mind. It's like, I wonder. And I got up and I walked in. I looked at my calendar and started counting out the days. It's the church ages and what we're going through, the revelation of Jesus Christ and the church ages and the different ones. And you know what? We got 16 of them. Yeah. We've got our own Sweet 16. Bless my heart. It's just like, well, praise the Lord. And I was going to tell you right when it happened, right when it started, whenever that it was. And so I looked at it yesterday on the calendar and it's like, well, I guess it's too late to tell the people about that. But it so blessed my heart when I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh, praise the Lord. And then I found out this weekend, it's the same with us. It's the final four. Mercy. And we already know who the winner is.
Amen.
Makes me want to sing that song. I am on the winning side. You got to go to camp to learn that one. Okay. Praise the Lord. That did bless my heart. It is when the world, they're out there, it becomes their God. They worship it. And it is so many times they use it, you can tell an average, probably a young teenager can tell you every team that's in the Sweet 16. Where they come from, who was drafted, who they come for. No, he went to UCLA, then he went to UNLV, then he went over. Now he's over at Duke. Well, he got done, his coach is here. This coach is here, and he did this, and they drafted him. He went to this school, and he's got three, blah, 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 blah. Everything, they know everything about it. But they can't say seven church-age messengers.
Amen.
But we can.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm happy. Do we believe this message?
Amen.
Do we believe this prophet was an example to us?
Amen.
Do we believe in everything that he did was an example to us? I believe that with all my heart. We believe he was led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Well, if he was led by the Holy Spirit and he's our example, did you catch something he said last night in the beginning of the tape? He said, "You who are here visiting us, we'd sure be glad to have you come down in the afternoon at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
You're going to have a tape service."
Amen.
The prophet of God had tape services. That's pretty good. Even he had them.
Amen.
So I don't understand why it's wrong to... Never mind. If you store up the food, if you don't eat it, you're going to die.
Amen.
God stored up the food so that we could eat it.
Amen.
So that we would have something to feast upon.
Amen.
When he says, "Maybe I'll be a long, long ways away." He ain't a long, long ways away. Because we heard him talk about beyond the curtain of time. He said he was just, they're all right here. He said if we could just open up our eyes and we could see them, he said they're just right here. We're not that far away. But he says that when it is, he says that you'll have something that'll keep you together. That will unite the bride of Jesus Christ. And the only thing that can do that is this word. It is this message that'll do it. This is why we are a tape church. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We have caught the vision.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We've seen now, he says that we've seen that Jesus standing there. And in his hand, he says that he had those seven stars and those seven spirits that was in his hand. Amen.
Yeah.
And he says that that was, he says, in his hand, what he was holding him there. He says, what was it that was in his hand? What did it signify? He said, power and authority.
Amen.
He said, those seven spirits and those seven messengers, what it was. He said, it wasn't seven spirits. It was one spirit.
Amen.
In seven manifestations throughout with those seven church ages. He says, so we've been watching him reveal himself coming up through each one of those church ages. How he come up in those true churches is coming up every single time. The true church and the false church. And where he says that horror come up, where we seen it. He said it was back there in that Nicaea Council. And when it came up and they started making that denominations, they went into those creeds. But he said that how important it was that that little minority of the church, how it came up too. He said that it was so in the minority. He said it was almost crushed completely out. But they stayed true and faithful to the word.
Amen.
They had to stay right with that messenger said with each age. That was the true and faithful ones. All the other ones got scattered out. They went back in denominations and everything else. And then we just heard about Martin Luther. He said it was more of a political thing than it was a spiritual thing.
Amen.
But those ones that stayed with what each messenger said, they were the ones that received the reward that came out.
Amen.
I want you to listen here what he says in the church age book. He says, "Now we can see that Jesus Christ is revealing himself through the ages by his spirits to the messengers."
Amen.
Revealing himself through the ages by his spirit through the messengers. "They are as Moses to the children of Israel. As he had the revelation for his day, so each messenger has God's revelation and the ministry for that day."
Amen.
God's revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Thus, when we see that messengers are in his hands, we see the Lord identifying himself with these men and granting them his power.
Amen.
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 He said each one of those messengers were granted the power and the authority for their day.
Amen.
When they spoke the word, it had to come to pass.
Amen.
No one else could have done that except for that angel messenger. He said it was granted to them. No matter what they said in our eyes, even if it was wrong, God made it right.
Amen.
He says, when Moses struck the rock, he wasn't supposed to strike it the second time, was he?
No.
But what happened when he struck it the second time? Water came forth.
Amen.
And if you didn't drink it, you died.
Amen.
It was between him and God, God and his messenger. He spoke lip to ear to that one.
Yeah.
So as if he had that supreme authority, who is this mighty seventh church age messenger?
Amen.
What power did he have? What are we listening to tonight? Why do we have the opportunity to hear this messenger coming forth? Because he was granted all that power to what?
Yeah.
To call out a bride.
Amen.
That's what he came for, is to restore all things back again, which we talked about last night. He said it was that sheaf wave that was weighed before the people, that first seed that came into maturity. And as we were talking back there, that's it.
Amen.
That's the first seed to come into maturity. And when we point it out, what's so wonderful that this is an artist's rendition of what Jesus looks like. That's his picture.
Amen.
Right there. Amen. Amen. How privileged are we? That we can see with our own eyes the Logos.
Amen.
That went out of God.
Amen.
The same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. The one that blinded Paul, that we hear him talking about right here. He blinded Paul on his way to Damascus. That same one, we got his picture right there. We're able to see it with our own eyes.
Amen.
And then have the revelation that he came down. Can you imagine? And then identified himself with the messenger of the hour.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Each age, he said, it went off. There was that false church, and he says that they went on into whoredom. And he says, then they become, and they had daughters. And he says that we're learning now that become the denominations. And how it was as important that as they went off in the denominations, how important is it for us to be listening to these tapes? Listen. It's not enough that he was associating himself with the whole church, which we saw when he seen him standing amongst the seven golden candle lamps. Nor is it enough that we see the fivefold ministry of Ephesians 4. Apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors. For in each age the church goes astray.
Amen.
And it's not just the laity, but the clergy group.
Amen.
Shepherds are wrong as well as the sheep.
Amen.
This is important. Then God brings himself on the scene as the chief shepherd.
Amen.
In the ministry of these seven men to lead his people back to the truth and the abundant power of the truth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. He comes back in the ministry of those seven angels. Because they all, he said, each one of them, what they did, they all went astray. And that's not saying that, don't get wrong, all the ministry goes astray. No, that's not what it means. But they did go astray. But the true fivefold ministry will point you to this prophet and this message. And you got to hear the message. You just say, I can't, I just believe it. And you go listen to it on your own. I believe that we lead people. You lead them. You got to hear it for yourself.
Amen.
That is, that great shepherd brings it back to the revelation of Jesus Christ in our days. He goes on to say here, he says, but he is in his messengers. I love that. And he, which is you, who would have the fullness of God.
Yes.
Do you have the fullness of God?
Amen.
The fullness of God would follow the messenger. And the messenger, as he follows and is being led by his word.
Amen.
That's what we do. We follow that messenger as he's being led by the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad you're one of them?
Amen.
Hey, praise the Lord. Would you ever like to have your picture taken with Brother Branham?
Amen.
Do you know that each one of you had your picture taken with him? Each one of you had your picture taken with him.
Amen.
It happened back in 1964. In 1964 is when they printed this book, the Church Age book. And when it did that, it was Brother Gordon Lindsay, and he was in Dallas, Texas, and Brother Billy Paul was there, and Brother Branham, and they were getting ready to leave, and they had to have a picture printed for inside of the Church Age book. And so Brother Branham told Brother Billy Paul, he says, I want you to go down to Gordon Lindsay's and I want you to pick out a picture for me. And he says, to put inside that book. Billy told him, he goes, Dad, I can't go down there and do that. I'm not going to do that. He goes, no, I want you to go down there and you pick out the picture to go in that church age book. He goes, okay. He says, so I went down there and picked out the picture. And he said, we got done. We were going on the meetings and stuff. And then he took off and they went to Yuma to preach the message, the rapture. And they went there, and he says, as they were getting ready before the service came in, he said, Brother Green had came to Yuma, and with the first boxes of the 20th century prophet and the church age book. And he said, I opened up that church age book, and he says, man, I'm looking through, I mean, the 20th century prophet, and he says, open up the church age book. And he says, man, when I opened it up, and he says, I looked at it, and he goes, oh, my goodness. He says, they've done it, and they printed it wrong. They printed it wrong. He says, I went in there and showed Daddy. He goes, Daddy, he goes, They printed the book wrong. He said, what do you mean, son? And I don't know if you're going to be able to see it, but if you got a church age book when you go home, you can see it. Can you see through there? Can you see through the picture? Can if you can see through it, raise your hands. Can you see the stars through it? If you ain't got your church age book, look through it. You can see those stars. He goes, Daddy, the picture bleeds through. He says, there's those stars on the other side. He said, that's supposed to be there. That's the stars in my crown. That's you. You. The stars in his crown. Aren't you glad you're one of them? Amen. Praise Him. You may be seated. That so blesses my heart. We got our picture taken with God's prophet and messenger. For I truly believe we are the stars in this crown. That we know in the Master, but that's the one God chose. He came to call out a bride. And I'm happy to be one of them. Aren't you? Amen. I'm sorry. Yes, you mean, just stand up, please. Go to prayer. As we bow our heads. And I just get so blessed talking about this message and this messenger.
Amen.
Today I was thinking, Lord, I look in this word and I see myself. He said, we've got to look in there and see yourself in this word. And I see myself in there. I'm one of them by His grace and mercy. And so are you. A child of God, predestinated, foreordained before the foundation of the world to receive this message and its messenger, to receive the revelation of Jesus Christ in this last day. What an honor and privilege it is to be standing on these holy grounds.
Amen.
I believe they're holy grounds because He's here.
Amen.
And when He's here, it's holy grounds. And we thank Him for this opportunity that we have to come together to hear His word and to fellowship with one another. Unity and love. But it is true when we go through this life that there's so many ups and downs and turmoils that we go through. So many battles that we go through. But praise God, every one of them is molding character into us.
Amen.
He said we should rejoice when we go through our tests and trials.
Amen.
It's hard, but we do rejoice.
Yeah.
Father, whatever, we know we're in Your hands. Whatever happens to us, whatever we do, we're in Your hands. It doesn't matter. We just love You that much more. Peter said they're more precious than gold to a believer. And we're believers, so they are, Lord. Because You're making characters out of Your bride.
Amen.
You're molding them, shaping them, making them what they are. You're just like Job. He throws everything at you. He said you can do anything you want to them. They're not going nowhere. Are you going anyplace?
No.
Where could we go? You alone have the words of eternal life.
Amen.
What a blessing. We recognize and see ourselves there and identified with Him. But if you have a request upon your heart, just hold it in your heart deep. Say, Lord, You know what it is. You know what I have need of, Lord. You know what I want. And we can all say, Lord, more of you. That's number one. If I'm sick, I'm going to get sick again. If whatever I'm going through, it doesn't matter. I just want to be more like you, Lord Jesus. Just to be more like you. I want people to see you through me. Just see the life of Christ living in me, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Draw me closer to you. But whatever it has need of, if you just lift your hands and say, Lord, you know what it is I need. Give it to me tonight. I'm going to receive it, Lord. For truly we know, as the prophet said, we're not going to leave here the same person. Thank the name of the Lord. We have a lot of requests that have came in. Father knows each and every one of them and what their needs are. We know that He's more than able to meet each and every request. He knew them before they were written down. He knew your requests before you raised your hand.
Amen.
And He's going to answer them tonight. It's a promise. God cannot fail. So as I ask our brother Samuel to come up here and take these requests before the Lord in prayer, let's just sing our little song that will just reach out and touch Him. How great it is that we can reach out and touch You, Lord, and grasp You and hold on to You. We feel Your presence, Lord. We're so thankful for it. But now I'm going to grab You, Lord, as You pass by. As You come down my aisle, as You come by my seat, Lord, I'm going to grab You. I'm going to grab You tonight and hold on to You, Lord. And I'm never, ever letting go, Lord. You're here with me. Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.
Thank You, Lord. We love You, Lord, with all of our heart. Thank You, Lord, for sending us this messenger in this hour, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that we're stars in Your crown, Lord. Oh, God, we thank You, Father, for Your great love to us, Your mercy, Lord, to us. Lord, You're teaching us, Lord, that we're sons and daughters of God. You're speaking to us and telling us that You love us, Lord. That we've been elected before the foundation of the world. We're that little elect lady, Lord. Lord, You're teaching us, Lord, that Your word can't fail. That it's perfect in every way, Lord. That You've raised us up in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're showing us our position, Lord, in You, Lord. Thank You, Father, for loving us. Thank You for teaching us, Lord, and speaking to us and healing our bodies and healing our minds and filling us with Your Spirit, Lord. And we appreciate, Lord, that You've come in our midst, Lord, tonight. We thank You, Lord, for coming and visiting us, Lord. And Lord, we just want to worship You, Lord. We want to pour our heart out to You, Lord, and raise our hands in adoration and praise, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, Lord. You sent Your prophet, Lord, with the truth. And Lord, we're just hanging on to every word. As those cried out over there, we're resting on it. Lord, tonight we cry out, we're resting on it, Lord, with everything in us, Lord. It's our absolute. It's our final authority. It's Your word, Lord. We appreciate it, Lord. We love You, Lord, and we invite You into this service and these prayer requests, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Bless and be with each and every one of them, Lord. Each family represented here, Lord, bless and be with them. Heal them, Lord, for Your honor and glory. We commit it to You, Father. Be with us in the very further part of this service. And Lord, we dedicate ourselves, Lord, to the hearing of Your word. Lord, just sink it so deep into our heart, Lord. We love you. Draw us closer to you. We commit it all to you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's reach out and
touch the Lord.
Again with you tonight. How many's happy to be here?
Amen.
Amen. How many's happy to be one of his sheep?
Amen.
Amen. And we know his voice. Amen. It's a little song, My Sheep Know My Voice. Amen. My sheep know my voice and the path that I take. They follow
because I have made
nor danger, nor harm can touch one of them. For I will be with them always. My sheep know my voice, and day by day, and they abide.
White as snow, are you walking in the blood of the Lamb? it shall be done. My God can do anything. Only believe every battle is won.
so thankful for a God that can do anything. Amen. I'm so thankful for the rock of ages. Amen. That cleft that we can hide in. Don't you want His bosom? Amen. To be your pillow. Amen. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Just hide me
Rock of ages.
time.
Privilege to introduce tonight God's prophet and messenger to bring us tonight the message, the Philadelphian church age, brought to us by his prophet, revealed to his bride tonight afresh. Amen.
Amen.
It's my privilege to bring to this pulpit Brother Branham, our prophet. God bless you.